and then laugh across the cloudy skies? Would you squander all your Nancy whiskies and tell stories of your pair of brown eyes? All is lost.
You can tell an Irish song because the word whiskey is in the first verse. I love it. All right, we got the big Irish Festival coming your way this weekend in Chicago. There's a lot of things to do. There are a lot of festivals throughout the summer in Chicago. This is a do-not-miss event because it's not only – it's true to the Irish heritage here, right? I mean, that's probably the most important part of it. But it is also it's a very, very good time. So we were just talking to Mike Shevlin, who's the proprietor of this this particular event. And you have how many different bands?
So there's about 35 different musical groups of some sort. We bring in several from out of town and from Ireland. We have five or six coming from Ireland, several from around the country. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Chicago is one of the best Irish music towns in, frankly, the world, you know. Right. And so we have just a wealth of Irish music here in the city, so a lot of that's made up of local musicians, and you have some of them here tonight.
Yes, we do. We have the Larkin and Moran brothers, who are in Studio G right now, and I have the list of the guys who are here. You got Dan Larkin, Mike Larkin, Joe Larkin, and Tim Larkin, and I see no Moran. And so what I'm thinking is that you guys had a fight on the way here, and the Morans didn't, and like as Irish fights go. They said they'll never speak to you again. They will never darken your door. You'll never be together again. And then in about 2 hours, you're going to get a call from them.
Yeah, we'll be hugging. Yep.
Yeah. That's about how that's going to go. All right. So you guys obviously are the best website ever. CelticRatPack.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got that nickname from a guy who, we had parties after all the festivals, and he says, "Oh yeah, that's right. You guys are the Celtic Rat Pack." So we kind of picked that out, and we've kept it. So,
oh, that's great. That's great. All right, what is your explain a little bit about Irish music, because I think that when people hear it, they need to get a little bit of an understanding, some perspective on what it is. So this obviously very string oriented, right?
Yes, but we have no strings here today; just guitars. The string guy's not here. That's God's on the Moran side.
That's a Moran, isn't it?
Yep, yep.
We're never going down there again. Never again.
And they're in the car right now.
You're taking all the money and all the glory, and you're not going to get it at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see exactly.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then in a couple hours, what time are we going to meet over at the Irish Festival?
Yeah.
okay, so... So explain a little bit of where these songs come from, though.
They come from Ireland, but, you know, even the Irish, there's a lot of Irish songs that come from America that go over to Ireland and then come back again.
It's just a style.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Steve Earle's Galway Girl was recorded in Nashville, and it's one of the most popular songs in Ireland right now. So,
And am I right that you have to mention whiskey?
You do. I was hoping you have your Carnarvon wagon here.
It's around the corner. You should really take it away from me. They should actually put a padlock on it. All right. What do you want to play for us first?
So we're going to play a real old traditional song called Wild Colonial Boy. It's about a man who emigrated to Australia and caused all kinds of havoc.
Oh,
so great old
right.
traditional
Larkin
song.
Larkin and Moran Brothers. Take it away.
Was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 60 years, he left his native home and through Australia's sunny shore he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich, he helped the poor, he shot James McAvoy. A tale to Australia was a wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie, a shot he rode alone. I listened to
sing a cheerful song. A state of bandy troopers, dead babies, and the train. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. To run till now, Jack Duggan, for you see, for 3-1. So run, girl, in the Queen's Highway, you are a thundering son. Jack Duggan took pistols from his belt, he proudly waved them high. I'll fight, but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. He fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning round to Davis, he will see his fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of his right. And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
There you go. All right, it doesn't get better than that. Larkin and Moran Brothers. Ooh. That's a song. That is an old song.
Yeah, because
that's from the Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's if you're a John Wayne fan. That's actually such a it is one of those movies that is like the kind of it. You see John Wayne in a totally different perspective than you saw him in all the rest of his movies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, I feel like I need a whiskey or
listen to these guys. I suddenly feel better from last night.
Maybe that's the tonic. Maybe that's what the Irish music is all about. All right, we're going to come back with more of the Larkin and Moran brothers, although they've done something to the Morans, and we're not quite sure what it is. But it's funny because it's Dan and Mikey and Joe and Tim, and that's the name of the Morans, too, I'm guessing.
So that, and Terry.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're always, oh, Tommy. No, Joe's not here. Tommy's here. All right, hold on. Don't anybody move. We're going to come right back to more music. It's Live Music Friday on a Wednesday, because we're going to have Live Music Friday on a Thursday and on a Friday this week as well, because we are making it's a summer week in Chicago, and every day is a Friday. Back with live music. But first, Don Kleppen, what's coming up in the news at the top of the hour? All right, let me say this, that if you're looking for a good time this weekend, you look no further than the Irish American Heritage Festival. It is the 12th, 13th, and 14th coming your way, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, up at the Irish American Heritage Center, which, I finally got it right, Mike. It only took me almost all the way through this.
Just makes perfect.
To get it right. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Mike Shevlin is the president, and he's the Irish Fest co-chair. Who's your other chair?
His name's Bob McNamara.
And he wasn't, because you were fighting with him, too?
No, we just let him in.
All right. You know,
he couldn't make it today. He's doing other fest responsibilities.
This is 4626 North Knox Avenue. So you take, if you want to take the Edens, you get, what do?
You get off of Wilson, and it's pretty much right there.
Right there?
Yeah, just a block east.
And then if you take the Kennedy, you're getting off at Lawrence.
You're getting off at Lawrence, and it's about, I don't know, a mile or so.
There we go. Right there. It'll get easier than this.
Easy peasy.
Right.
Drive by it all the time.
Let me just ask you a question before we get back to the live music, because you've got one of the acts that's going to be there is the Larkin and Moran brothers, and the Larkins did away with the Morans at some point. So we're
classic feud.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened there, but we'll get, because all the guys in the band are named Larkin. I don't know. Sometimes it's an intermarriage thing. I don't know. Maybe there was.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah,
yeah. But I don't want to. You know what? I don't want to know the stories. I don't want to know the stories, because then I'm going to get dragged in. I just have a question for Mike before we get back. How many kegs of Guinness are there going to be there?
Oh, my God.
Do you know the... Oh, what? He can't even count it.
Several dozen, at least, that we'll go through. I can't tell you.
You got the harp, too?
We got the harp. We have the Smithicks.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, we'll have other local beers.
How do you feel about the black and tan? Do you think that that's cheating?
You know, it's okay.
Yes.
It's all right. I really enjoy it.
I like mine
straight, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's training wheels. Because the Guinness, you got to get used to. Yeah.
You know, Guinness is a great summertime beer. You wouldn't think it, but it really is.
It is.
It's super light.
It's not as heavy as people think.
Right.
It's got the flavor, but it's light.
And the carbonation is low. So it feels like it's got a creamy thing, but it's actually kind of dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
and it isn't too strong, so it won't knock you out fast. You can have like seven.
Something we could use around
last
here.
Last words right there.
Yeah. Oh, I swear to God, officer. All right, Larkin and Moran brothers, take it away.
Okay. Oh, the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore. From its rolling coastal waters, I can see Kilpatrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer, the pilgrims climb the reeks, where St. Patrick in his solitude looked down across Crew Bay, with the ringing of his bell, called the faithful there to pray, there to pray. The home of Clanmuir, its waters harbor fishes from the herring to the whale. And now I must depart it, and reality is plain. May the time not pass so slowly, for I set sail again, set sail again. It's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore. Stay forevermore.